Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Guiding Lights on Mike Spirit FM. No, it's not Jeanette tonight. It's Matthew James. I'm just sitting in on Guiding Lights tonight on behalf of Jeanette because Jeanette's having a rather painful operation, or I believe she's actually recovering from it. So if you're listening, Jeanette, I've not actually met you yet, but I hope everything is okay with you, and the resetting of your fingers goes really, really well. I will be taking this slot over from next week. It's going to be tentatively called Conversations with Spirit, which is based on the name that I use for my live shows here in Australia. So that's going to basically be Conversations with Spirit with Matthew James on Mike Spirit FM. I know I've got a number of callers tonight, so I will be doing my usual thing of obviously taking calls from callers live and doing live readings. But for those who don't know who I am, you can find everything about me on my website. I'll get the spiel over with first of all. My website is www.matthewjamesmedium.com. There's various pages on there. There's a home page. There's like a biography page that sort of gives everybody a bit of a background on me. I mean, I've been around in the industry, professionally for about 27, 28 years. Obviously, people are going to realise from my accent that I am a Pom. I am English. I'm actually originally from the Blackpool area. I was born in Fleetwood, Lancashire, and I did probably about 10, 15 years of my professional work over there. I actually developed in a psychic centre in Blackpool at the Paula Paradima Psychic Centre. I will be hopefully getting Paula on the show in a few weeks. I've not actually mentioned it to her yet, but I did discuss it with her quite a few weeks before Christmas to come on a show with me on a radio show. I think it would be interesting to get Paula on the show and do some live readings with Paula, because I've not actually worked with Paula now for probably about, well, we've been in the Southern Hemisphere since 2002, so it's going to be about 1996, 1997 since I actually last worked with Paula. So that's probably something that I've actually got in the pipeline. I'll be PMing Paula after this show, and I'll be trying to discuss it with her. I've got some other guests that I'm planning to bring on in the coming weeks, some good friends of mine over here. I was actually having a plug with one of them, a little bit of a play with one of them on Facebook last night, sort of tempting me to come on the show. So yeah, there will be a number of guests. I'm also thinking very much about doing a bit of a self-development section of a show as well, because I do a lot of mentoring and I do a lot of training. I call it intensive mediumship training. I do a lot of one-to-one work. I do a lot of workshops, and the idea is going to be that I'm going to maybe get somebody on, maybe get a caller on with a question, or maybe get a caller on who needs a little bit of a self-development insight. And not only would maybe it be informative for the person who's calling in, but any of the listeners as well might have the same sort of scenario. For example, I might be talking about psychic protection, or we might discuss just briefly the astral plane, or what clairvoyance is, or what clairgustience is, or what clairalliance is. Just to put it a little bit of a different take to the show. Like I say, I'm going to be doing some live readings very, very, very shortly. I know there's at least three callers at the moment that have actually come in who will be waiting, I don't know, nervously, tentatively for a live reading with me. We will get to those very, very, very shortly. I'm going to also mention the fact that I am actually on Facebook as well. I've got a public figure page on Facebook. It's Matthew James Medium. And what I'm actually started doing in 2013 on this page is inviting people to actually pose questions and send questions to me on Matthew James Medium. Now, whether I'm going to actually answer those questions, or I actually put them out onto the public figure page for other people to answer them, it's just to give it a bit of a community feel. Also, to actually help people get informed about all the psychic things that are actually happening. Because I don't know about you, but the last couple of years has been very, very, very spiritually, let's say, challenging and very spiritually invigorating. 2012 in particular, I know, was a very exciting year for a lot of people, but it was also quite a difficult year, because I know through clients that I did readings for here in Canberra, also in various areas in New South Wales where I do keep doing party bookings, and I do keep working in shops and expos, that so many people have been going through this, what I call now the 2012 syndrome. There are a lot of physical characteristics that are associated with this. There's a lot of dissociation, disorientation. There's a lot of issues with eyesight going on. There's a lot of issues with people's sugar levels, with dehydration, with sore necks, anxiety, all sorts of different physical conditions that all individually people have been going to doctors and to health centers with, wondering what's actually been happening to them, only for doctors to sort of give them clear bill of health. But what I was saying, I did a meditation last night. I had a group doing a meditation, And we ended up having a conversation about all physical ailments that everybody has been experiencing. And everybody in the room realized that they're all having the same sort of physical conditions. There's long-sightedness followed by short-sightedness. There's like a light-headed feeling, like a vertigo, or there's certainly dehydration. There's certainly sugar levels that are being affected. All these are what I associate with the 2012 syndrome. Now, I'm going to state that I'm not a doctor. I mean, this is only really my own opinion. I mean, there are going to be instances where somebody will have a diabetes or somebody will genuinely have an eyesight problem. But what I'm actually finding is that there is a lot of these physical symptoms going on. And I do believe it's to do with this vibrational shift that is actually occurring at the moment. And I do believe it's a very, very, very exciting time for all of us. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to actually now cease my wittering. I'm going to get a piece of music played, one of my own personal favourite songs. There'll be a bit of a commercial break where you'll hear our founder, a wonderful friend of mine, Mike Davis, it's an advert for Blog Talk Radio, and then I will go into my first caller. So I think what we'll do at this point, I know I've got Ken in the background, our wonderful producer in the background, and Ken will be listening to me. If we can have a little bit of a music break. I just reminded myself. Note to self, I've got to mention that in about 10 minutes' time, I do have a mystery guest. I don't know who the mystery guest is. So it's going to be a surprise for all the listeners. It's also going to be a surprise for myself because I've got an inkling who it is, but it will be interesting to find out if my suspicions are correct. So Ken, can you please play some music for our listeners? Will you please put on Jethro Tull's Coronash, and then I will be back in probably about 5 minutes' time.
Drape the mist for the dawn, cruel the sea and stern the shore. Brave the man who set his course, for I'll be on. Sweet the rose, sharp the thorn, meek the soil and proud the corn. Bless the lamb that would be born within this green and pleasant land. Here any road, 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 brown furrow shines beneath the frame. Crystal streams from eagle mountains pour. Fortune has smiled on those who awaken you. Within this fortress nature built to save the hand of war. With the wind from the east came the first of those that tread upon this stone, this throne of kings, this realm, this new Jerusalem. He already rose.
I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship, and join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 0741116839 or email me direct mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic, and I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
Okay, that was Ian Anderson on vocals. That was a personal Jethro Tull favourite of mine, Coronash. It features on the 30 Years of Jethro Tull album. It's a special album that I think it's 20 Years of Jethro Tull. It came out in about the 90s, and what's significant about it is I used to play it all the time during my actual my own personal development period, and it's remained a strong favourite of mine. It's always in my playlist. I'm always playing it. The show I got Ken to open with The Supernatural, which is an old Fleetwood Mac, Peter Green instrumental, but it is the late Gary Moore's version, which I believe is a lot better. He cranked it up, and that is another personal favourite song of mine. The idea is that on each show I will introduce sort of the music that I've sort of grown up with, the music that means a lot of things to me, just really as another way of introducing myself on the show and getting everybody to get an idea of who Matthew James is. And I know there will be probably another song or a couple of songs on the show. I'm actually just stalling for time because I know in about 2 minutes' time I've got my mystery caller, and we will be breaking into our first reading. In fact, what I'm going to do, I'm going to go into my first reading now, and then obviously once I've finished the reading, I can then find out who the mystery caller is. And then we'll go into our second one. So, Ken, can you please put on Amy for me? Because I know Amy is waiting tentatively at the top of the queue as the first caller. Amy, are you there, please?
I'm here.
Hi, Amy. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from a very noisy New York.
In New York. Are you enjoying the show? I mean, it's my first time on Blog Talk Radio. How's it sounding to you?
Oh, you're asking a television person.
That's interesting. That is very interesting because I intuitively knew to ask you. It's just that it's my first time on Blog Talk Radio for Mike, What I actually do with people is I actually work a lot on voice vibration, Amy. Whether I've got a client in front of me at a table, or I do a Skype reading, or a phone reading, or a radio reading, or even whatever type of reading I do, it's very much the voice vibration I get the work to do the work. So by getting you to talk to me, I'm gathering information.
Okay.
So how can I?
What do you want me to say?
Well, how can I help you? You've obviously come on for a reading. What would you like me to look for, or how would you like me to connect for you?
Well, I wanted to ask about this fellow, Walter, and we just met and we're starting to chat, and I just wanted to know if you think he's completely available. I saw this Julie person a lot on his, online Facebook thing, and just wanted to know what you think about Walter for me.
I always am completely honest and blunt with information that I actually get, and I am not getting a brilliant feeling with Walter. The only reason why I actually see someone else for you, I get Walter as not unreliable, and I'm not calling him a ladies man, but he likes to think he's Mr. Popular a little bit, and I've got a feeling that you need Mr. Reliable more than Walter. I just see somebody a lot more down to earth than this Walter coming on the scene for you, and he seems much more more your prayers answered. Your father's father on the other side, please. Your grandfather's passed. Your dad's passed.
Yeah.
Because this guy seems to be making a connection to me, and he's making it very, very carefully and cautiously. And that is indicating to me that you have to be very cautious about this situation, this dating situation, because you're really not too sure about at this point. That's how it's been worded to me. There is this, without opening it up, are you feeling a little bit insecure at the moment?
Well, you're talking about Richard.
Okay.
I'm insecure about the relationship with Richard because it ended abruptly and it doesn't feel like it's over.
Okay. And this is why basically somebody is saying, this grandfather is saying, you've just got to be doubly sure, you've got to be cautious at the moment. And this Walter, I don't get the right vibration, but I certainly do get the vibration of the right person coming in. And I am actually going to say that I always put an approximate timing on, because timing is always the hardest thing to do. But I'm actually going to pitch it that somewhere this side of June, you will realize that there is someone there for you. Your grandfather, by any chance, have a little bit of a belly? Did he have a bit of weight on towards the end of his life? Because I'm holding my stomach, and I feel like the gentleman that's with me had a bit of a stomach, or he's indicating he had stomach problems. I've not determined which one it is.
I don't know, because I didn't know him.
Right. You can be quite a blunt person when you choose to be, can't you?
Yes.
And I know we're slightly digressing from your question, but sometimes when spirit decide to walk in, they have their own agenda, what they want to talk about. And by the way, he's talking to me, he's kind of going, look, that relationship thing's going to take care of itself. Stop using it as a bit of a diversion, and you need to focus on your work and your work situations. He's making me feel a little bit sick, and the way that he's making me feel a little bit sick is, do you get affected by all the technology that's around you, and do you get any claustrophobia at all, or any feeling of things closing in on you a little bit?
No, never.
Right. I got the vibration, and that must be with the grandfather, or it must be somebody else that's coming through, because they're like, the question is, how do you do the job that you do, and how do you thrive in it? That's the question that's being asked. And I don't understand the question that's being asked, but it's a scenario of, are you completely clear? Are you completely relaxed with the work situation that you're in at the moment?
Yeah, I like my work. I'm happy. But when you say the relationship thing is going to work itself out, that also sounds like Richard.
Right. So,
do you get a vibration off of Richard?
A man that can't keep his promises. A man that I can't totally rely on. A man that maybe might have his own agenda. That's the sort of vibration here. But what I'm actually hearing is he probably does actually have a heart of gold. Are you guys at all, or do you feel at all that you guys might have the opportunity for a reconciliation, or at least look in that direction? Because this could be what's being resolved between now and June.
Yeah, that's what I thought was going to. That's the feeling I get. That's the feeling I've always had, that we were going to see each other again, and I didn't feel like it was over.
Right, and you've not led me to this point. It's just that what's interesting is that what I clearly see is one individual, which is obviously Walter, who I cannot see that working. And it makes sense that if there is still Richard, a gentleman in the background on the scene somewhere, and you still have an interest with that guy, that you're not going to go wholeheartedly in with Walter and get it to work if there's a possibility of Richard coming back on the scene. So it's really this scenario of making your mind up, making it really clear where and what you want. Now, the reference to your work situation, it's more a reflective thing. It's more for you to realize what you've achieved and focus on what you've achieved and see what the still is to do. That's more the emphasis here. The connection that I've got with Spirit isn't one of the strongest ones that I've ever had, because this guy is, obviously, if you've never known him, I can't give any validations to this guy. But I know he's very reluctant to come in and get himself involved, because what he's trying to say to me is, look, Amy is one of these people who looks after herself, can be quite independent, can make her own mind up. So all I'm going to pass is an opinion that she might not even take anyway. Because you've been...
Okay.
What's been given to me is that you are a strong person, and you've not got to doubt that. You've not got to forget that. I don't know if the information helps. The way the information's come in, Amy, is not the usual way that I get any information. It's like I'm reliant on the connection I with the spirit world, and if I've got somebody who's not the greatest communicator in the world, it can reflect on the information I've got, but I do know that by June there is most clearly an individual who, let's basically say, your prayers are answered more in the January to June period. And I hope for you, for your sake, it is Richard. It's just that he needs to come to the party, and he needs to realize something within himself. That's how I'm getting it.
Realize something in himself.
Yeah, it's
right.
It's something that is occurring, let's say, on an emotional level with him, or in his own mind, that he's got to come to a realization. And I think it's something independent of you and him. It's something that is going on. It's a personal issue of his. That's the way that it's being emphasized here.
Do you think that he will come to that realization?
Well, he overcomes a fear, is how it's said to me. Now, I don't know what... He hasn't got a fear of commitment, has he?
He could.
because there's a fear that he has that he can overcome. Let's put it this way, and it's the old saying of absence makes the heart grow fonder. You don't realize you're missing something until it's gone. All these analogies are all like reverberating in my head at the moment, and I am placing them on Richard's shoulders and saying the commitment here, the issues are with him, they are not with you. And it is him that has got to do the running, and it's him that has got to do the proving to you. But you, how can you be expected to get on with your life if he is still pulling a string that pulls you back to him? That's the way that it's been said to me very strongly, and that clearly is a grandmother. That's on the other side of the family. And she's clearly saying that this guy has been, I believe, playing you around quite a bit. Or is that somebody else that they're talking about?
I mean, yeah, he, I haven't talked to him since May. I don't know if I would describe it as playing me around, but he definitely is pulling me in. I definitely got stuck with him a bit, energetically.
Right. Because this is clearly how upstairs is indicating it. Now, are you okay if I leave it there, Amy? Because I know I've got a long list of callers in the chat. Yeah, I hope that's actually helped. And I'm going to thank you for actually listening to the show. And I hope you enjoy the rest of the show.
Okay, thank you.
It's a pleasure. Okay, so it's now 9:31 p.m. in the UK. It's 8:31 a.m. here in it's getting quite hot here in Canberra. We are going to be having a severe fire risk warning today, meaning that the chances of us having bushfires in Canberra could happen. I know we had fires last night, so it's getting quite hot here. I know it's now past the mystery caller deadline. So, mystery caller, are you there? No, mystery guest, are you there? Mystery guest, are you there?
I certainly am, Matt. Hello, and how are you over in Canberra this morning?
I am really well. Who am I speaking to?
You're speaking to Grant Collier. Hello,
Matt. You were my second option. I thought it was either going to be Grant or it was going to be Mike's other half. I couldn't make my mind up. And some spook this morning whispered in my ear, Grant Collier, and I thought, nah. Do you know when you get that voice, Grant, and you don't listen to it? I should have actually said to everybody, I bet it's Grant Collier.
Well, there you go. Well, your inner voice and your spirit was telling you within the energy of what was coming up. So there you go. I always say, Matt, and you know well with us guys, we never should take away that first thing that comes to us from spirits. So there you go. So they were telling you correct.
That's right. Now, just for everybody that's listening, I've only ever spoken to Grant on Facebook. He's been a Facebook friend of mine for it's probably about 18 months, isn't it, Grant? We've sort of natted intermittently on Facebook, but this is our first chance to actually have a chat, isn't it?
It is, mate. And the thing is, you know, we're both busy with what we do. You live over the other side of the world. And I think that the trouble is, when we are busy this way, we can only connect every so often. And anyway, just sending my love over to you and Christine. And just got to say to you guys, well done over there. I know that you're working hard. And it's an absolute pleasure to be on the show with you tonight, Matt. This is our first time working together, and I was really looking forward to it.
Yeah, and I know it's not going to be the last, because I know with 212 and everything, nothing's by chance, and especially in 213, I think it's going to pull like-minded souls even more together.
Well, absolutely. I mean, I knew a lot about the way that you worked and the way that you worked before I even linked with you through Facebook. I mean, I know we got a mutual friend out there that recommended you highly within the energy of the shaman, and he kept going on about how much energy you had and how good you were as the medium. So I was like, wow, I've got to be connected with this guy. I've got to come into the energy of this guy and find out. And here we go. Look, Spirit have brought us together at last.
Awesome. Do you want to just, I know you're one of the hosts on Blog Talk Radio, I know you do a lot of work with Mike, but do you want to just give the listeners a taste of who Grant is and just do your own little spiel for a couple of moments, let everybody know how they can get hold of you?
Absolutely, thanks. Well, yeah, you know, I am Grant Colley. I've been working with Spirit now for just over 30 years, and Man and Child had the gift. Pretty much saw the energy of Spirit when I was a child. I lived in a farmhouse for 16 and a half years, and basically it was a very haunted property. It was a cookhouse for a manor house that got bombed in the Second World War. Pretty much that spurred me on. I think I hit around the age of 11 when I started going out there and using the gift, and I went round and done demonstration and platform work at a very early age, getting up there and demonstrating pretty much on my own, because that's where I felt comfortable with the energy. That loop took me on to doing much private work within the southeast of the United Kingdom, and that led me into working alongside some great names. Then that took me into Psychic TV, which is now Psychic Today TV on Sky. That then led me on to doing other TV work, radio shows and bits and pieces. And now I'm setting up a tour this year with my investigation team. And I'm also doing a tour which goes out there across the country this year. So that's going to be amazing too. I've also linked into with magazines this year. And I'm actually out in Fate and Fortune magazine in March. I've just been asked to do a TV reality show, which I start filming on the 17th of this month. That's all go. I've just had the heads up literally about 10 minutes ago from the producer of that show saying it's all set and ready to go. So real things are happening, Matt, this side of the world. And I've got to say to you, you know, it just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And I think that with this, it is a part of life. You can go and catch me on my website at www.grantcollier.co.uk, and also alongside my investigation team at Spooksavers at www.spooksavers.co.uk. So go have a little look at them. You'll see all the things that I've done, and it's just an amazing journey, Matt.
Wow. I thought I was busy over here, but where do you sleep? How do you get sleeping involved?
I don't really, Matt. And the thing is, a lot of my work's at night. I am working on a Ranum as well. So I work on a Ranum on that site in between all the bits that I'm doing outside of the radio and my other work. So I do a Ranum, and a Ranum's I'm on there as under there as Starseed 1. So anyone that's trying to find Grant Collier, just look under Starseed 1, because I am a universal medium. And I say universal because I work on the energies of the universe. I'm not an earthbound energy. I've obviously worked very much with the constellation of Orion and the Sirius star.
Interesting. Now, the funny thing, I'm just sort of half smiling on my face. You're mentioning your paranormal team. We have something over here. It's only a little thing. I mean, we only do it just every now and again just to get together. But we call ourselves COPS, and that's the Canberra Occult and Paranormal Society. And we do ghost questing over here. I've got heaps and heaps of pictures on Facebook and on my blog of really unusual myths and really unusual shapes in myths. I mean, I'm just thinking that when we come over in October, and which is very much the plan, maybe we go on a ghost bus somewhere.
Well, absolutely. I've got loads that I'm booked out right till November with ghost hunts all around the country this year, as far up as going into Manchester, over to Wales and all sorts. So I've got lots going on. Spooksavers only started last April. And really, we've gone from leaps to bounds with it. The girls behind it, Sarah and Tracy, are absolutely fantastic. We've just gone out to a Russian TV news show in October, Halloween time. That got showed out to 40 million people in Russia and across the Ukraine. So, yeah, it's getting massive now.
Interesting, I should say. Have you got your reading head on tonight, Grant?
I've, I'm always linked in, Matt. You know, I've always said that I'm always 20% open, but no, I'm definitely open. I've got my guide, Michael, working alongside me as well, and also open to the energies that are coming through from people's loved ones as well.
Brilliant. Can I do a Mike Davis on you? Dear Mike, he always seems that when there's a guest on, it's always the guest that goes first. Do you mind going first if we bring Becky in, who's been probably waiting now for, well, not quite an hour, but she's there in the background. Do you mind if we bring Becky on and you do the first reading?
No, absolutely. Let's go for it.
Yeah. Ken, do you want to bring Becky on? Becky, are you there?
Yes. Hi, Matthew. Hi, Grant.
Hi, Becky. Thank you for waiting for so long.
Oh, I've been enjoying the show. Thank you.
Where are you calling from, Becky?
I'm calling from Carolina and the United States.
Okay. Can I hand you over to the very capable, hands of Grant Collier? And Grant, have you got anything for our caller, Becky?
Okay, Becky. Hello there, my darling. Well, I'm just tuning in to... Hello there. I'm just tuning into the energy. So is there anything specific you want to ask me or just want me to go into a general reading?
Well, today is the anniversary of a friend who passed.
Okay.
And that would be great if you came through.
Okay, I was going to say, don't say too much because I've got somebody over here that did feel like their energy. Is this a female friend that lost their child, my darling?
It's a female, yeah.
Yeah, okay, because I got the energy where I felt like it. Does she almost make you feel like she's a sister? Does that make sense? Do you get that sister vibe off of her? So she's quite close, yes?
Not that I...
Right, okay, right. Now, I'm going to say this because this is what I'm getting from the energy of spirit. Can you understand where there'll be a sister connection or something around the energy of that child where there might have been a sister to that child? So did your friend have also a daughter as well?
No, she was a child or a young adult.
Okay, but you understand where that person might have had it? Because all I'm getting is sister in my ear. Do you understand this?
Okay.
Right, so I don't know what that is, but don't worry about it. Let me just find out and let me build up the energy here. Okay, now I am getting the feeling within the child here that it makes me feel like I'm having lack of breathing, but I'm feeling like a hypertension around the energy of it. Do you understand where there would have been an energy here where the trouble would have started within the breathing? Or I feel like I'm having like very shallow breathing with this child. Does that make sense to you?
It's possible.
Right, okay. Now, I'm also getting the feeling like I'm getting a temperature up and down, up and down. So I know with the child that passed here, it feels to me like I'm getting a very dominant energy, and I know that I've got a boy here in spirit. Do you understand this?
I'm not sure.
Okay, the child that's passed, do you understand that I've got a child here in spirit? Does that make sense to you? Where there's a young lad.
A young boy.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, that's okay, darling. Right. Now, I feel that with the energy of this young lad, there would have been this shallow breathing, and there also would have been this energy. Okay, he's got dark hair, dark eyes, this boy, as he looks at me. Do you understand this?
Yeah.
Okay, as he looks up to me, the poor, cute little kid, he's okay, but he just wants to come through and also give over the love or feeling here that I want to put a sister to the side of him. Did he have a sister, or is there a sister on this side? Does that make sense to you?
I'm not sure who that is. I don't know who that boy is.
Okay, because I just got the feeling here that he's giving me over the feeling of sister. He keeps going, sister, 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 sister. There's also a September link around the energy of a passing date or something around the anniversary of September. Do you understand this?
Oh, yeah.
Right, you understand that. That makes total sense.
Yeah.
As he comes forward here, I only look at him very short. So he only looks to me like he's around about 4 or 5. Do you understand this?
Oh, God. Uh-uh.
Right, okay. So he might well be showing himself at a younger age. Do you understand what I mean? But there would be something around the connection. Now, sometimes the reason why they do this, darling, is be showing you how you would remember him the most. Do you understand what I mean? So it could well be that you never saw him for a long period of time, but he's showing me at this age. Does that make sense to you?
There's no one who passed that I would know around that age.
No.
Or even if he passed earlier.
It's not that he passed that age. I'm going to explain the process, babe. He's showing me at a time when you would have had a memory of him, even though he might have died later on. Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean, yeah.
Yeah, so does that make sense? So he's showing himself here as a child, but I do know that this boy would have been a lot older, around his teens. Does that make sense to you? Now, also, the feeling here is that there's a shock feeling around the energy of his passing. Do you understand this?
I can't figure out who it is.
It was a little bit of a surprise, and the feeling is that I've got the energy here where he was taken very quickly. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay, because I can't let him go and he's still here. Would you understand where a child this size would have taken or either lost his life when he was late teens? Does that make sense?
I know quite a few people.
Okay, well, I'm going to see if I can ask him what a name I've got here. Now, I've got a male A name with him, and I'm actually feeling like there's a name, Anthony or Andrew, or there's an A-N sounding name. Who is that?
Andrew. I can't place that.
Right, can you note it down? Because even if it's not his name, then he's shouting it out to somebody around him. Do you know anybody around this particular child that might have that name link?
No.
He's giving me here, like, there's a condition that made him breathe very shallow, or his chest feels like it's compressed. Do you understand this?
Yeah.
Right? And there's a feeling here, and I've got to keep saying this, and I'm going to get it across, that he's sending love over to a sister, and he keeps going on about the sister. Now, I don't know where that energy comes from. I've just got to give it to you, okay? So remember
okay.
And note it down. All right? Now, I am getting the feeling here that I'm going to come back to you because I've got a grandmother in spirit that comes through behind him, and I'm also getting the link here to mum's mum. Do you understand this?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, she comes in a lot more quicker because I know that she's stepping over because he's got less of a connection of energy, so she's come over the top. Now, can you understand with her there's a swelling around the energy of her legs, or there's something around the legs with your grandmother that makes me feel that she had trouble with them on the earth plane?
Yes.
Okay, she's saying to me here that she's over here. This little boy is not connected family, but I know that what she gives me here is that he's here to come forward, and it's always the ones we don't expect, but I know that there was an accidental feel around it, either something to do with either a fever, or there was something around the accidental feel of misuse of tablets, or something that was prescribed to him within the medicine. Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah.
Right, the feeling is that it might well have taken it up to the lack of oxygen via the chest to the brain. Do you understand this?
Yeah.
Right, and the feeling is, now we know where we got the link with this child, Ben. Does that make sense to you?
I still don't know who the child is, but...
Right, okay. And I also want to say to you, okay, who's Brendan, Brandon, or Brandon? The B-R-E-N name.
Brendan. I'm not sure. I think my daughter has a friend named Brendan.
No, this is not where it's connected, darling. I've got to keep going with the energy of where he's taking me this. This is around the connection of him. And it feels like I'm going to this September link still, because he's showing me that. And I also get the feeling here with this child that he's saying to me here that there was something around the energy of distant cousin or cousin link with this. Do you understand that?
Oh,
so
my
this
God.
Child who would be linked to a cousin or somebody that was linked through either somebody that tried to know or knew that link of that cousin or someone around that area. Have you got any links to Jacksonville?
Yeah, I mean, I know there's a Jacksonville in California. I mean, we're at like an hour away, 2 hours away.
Right, because I've got the feeling this child comes from Jacksonville, as you said in my ear. Okay, so the link from that. Would you know anybody around that child that, or would have been linked to this child around that area?
No.
Wow. Okay. Right. I just
specific. I'm sure. I need to just think about it.
Right. The feeling is here is that I've got an energy here where I've got lack of oxygen to the brain. I've got the shallow breathing within the energy of his respiratory. It feels like he's tight in his chest. He's not getting the energy of airflow. And I know that I've got a link to the head. Okay. Who? Okay. Now this boy's name is. It's Andrew. It's Andrew, Andrew, Andrew. And I know that I'm giving this name over clearly within the energy of what he's giving me. He also says to me that there's an energy of a Paula as well. Who's Paula?
Oh, Paula. I don't know any Paulas.
Right. Can you note this down and find it out? Because this boy is trying to get a message through and he's desperate to get this message across, right, to let people know that he's finally on the other side. But it does make me feel that I've got this energy of chest, head condition, but I know he died later on in the energy. He's showing himself as a younger age here. Do you understand this?
Okay, young age. Yeah.
Now, because we've not got a lot of time on this, I don't know where I want to place it, but I do know that I've got your grandmother there on the other side as well, who's sending her love over, my darling. She wants to let you know that you do need to change your property, or there's something around the energy of wanting to move. Do you understand this?
I hear you. Yeah, I don't know what that means.
It means that you are either preparing to move, or you've been talking about moving, or you wanted to shift the energy of your home.
I'm not planning any of that. But.
Okay. Well, can you look out for this? And can you look out for this around the May period of this year? Okay. So note that down in a book, because when they give me stuff, they don't take it away, and she's not taking this away still, all right? Now, also,
in May,
there will be times of move or change. What she's also saying to me here is that there's a ring that's taken off and put back on your finger. So have you been engaged and got engaged and got re-back together again with somebody?
I'm hoping to.
Okay, because I'm taking the ring off and I'm putting it back on again. Have you still got that ring?
I never received a ring from him, but I was with him for
a
long time.
It's symbolic.
Yeah.
So I know that what I've got here is a reconnection within the energy of a relationship.
Oh, wow. All
right. Now, I also get the feeling here that I don't get a good energy within the energy of this partner. So can you understand where his energy was quite fierce? Does that make sense?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Right. He was a bit of a hostile feel, because I don't like his energy, but that's not in a personal feel. That's just within the energy of what she gives me. Do you understand this?
Yes, you would, yes.
Right. Now, also, I want to say to you, when he comes back in, because I know I'm quite a long time on this, when he comes back in, don't rush it. Do you understand what I mean? Remember where you've been with this relationship already, okay?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's about taking time on the energy. Have you got children here as well too?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I know that the two children will be affected. Now, with all that validation of what I've just said, remember the boy, because it may not be for you directly, but this is the way that spirit work. They want to get this message across. So write all that down, remember it, and I'm sure at some point all this will come to light, where this boy and the energy of Andrew and the energy of Brandon and the sister and this energy of where he passed, with the energy of the lack of oxygen to the brain, will all come to play. Do you understand what I mean?
Oh, yes. I'm definitely going to look into it because I want to share this message.
Absolutely, my darling. I'll leave their love with you from this side and spirit side, okay? And I wish you all the well for 2013.
Thank you.
Thanks, Grant. Becky, just briefly, I know Grant's giving you quite a comprehensive connection there. The original girl that you were hoping to connect with, did she have dark hair by any chance, almost black hair or dark brown hair?
She had actually, it was kind of blonde, but it was kind of interesting because when she passed, they thought it was my daughter because... the way she passed, her hair was black.
Right, it's just that to me, that's the validation that's being given, the reference to this black hair, to say that I am actually here. How ridiculously sick was this girl? Because I'm getting a multitude of different feelings. I don't know whether she had a septicemia or infection. I don't know what was wrong with her eye. I don't know if there was a high temperature. But I've got all these sort of things going on. Was there an infection there?
No, she died in an accident. I don't know if I know any
One
who died
in saying that, was there a blow to the right of her head above her right eye? Was it on the right hand side?
Yes.
Right, because that was the initial thing. I was actually making notes here, and I got pressure on right hand side of head, right eye, poor vision. I'm wondering if there was, obviously this was outside. I'm trying to work out what this, I put in infection or septicemia, or I got something that was in the body, something that gave a temperature, or some, whether it was an injection that they gave, or maybe it was I don't understand. All I've got is confusion with the girl at the time that she passed. She really didn't know what was going on. It was a complete confusion. But what I will say is the point of the message is I clearly see a guardian figure with her. I clearly see a gentleman. I clearly see a guy who, let's say, is probably about 20, maybe 30, even 40 years older than her, with her, teaching her of the other side. There, he was there when she passed. I'm going to actually say I feel that this would be a grandfather of hers or even a great uncle. But do you know the name Michael? Michael.
No. I mean, in relation to her, I wouldn't know.
Right, but if I take it in relation to you, would you have a link with a Michael?
Yes, I do.
Can I ask who Michael is? Because Michael was strongly given to me. It was a clairaudient voice that it just, I had to mention the name.
Is it someone in spirit or someone here?
I'm going to edge my bets and I'm going to say they call the name out Michael, so it's somebody on the other side.
Yes, he was a friend who passed when we were like 18.
Right. He's insistent that I mention. He's insistent that he's adamant. He hasn't got a lot to say. The biggest thing that he wants to do is he's insistent he's going to get you back on your path. He's going to get you back on track. That he's always been there. He's always been in the background. But he's always been reluctant to make himself known to you because he's never wanted to scare you. Because I get the feeling that you're a bit of a visionary yourself and he didn't know how you would react. He will now show himself.
Oh, okay, that would be great. Yeah, my kids... I sometimes see, but I definitely feel my kids see, and I think he wants
Michael.
To
Michael's
oldest.
Actually very, very interesting because, all right, he's still earthbound, he's connecting to us, but he's quite active in your life, meaning that he has inspired you a lot. This is a very close connection.
Yes, and he passed out of when I was having my first child, and it was just, you know, a certain time in our lives. So, yeah.
Interesting. Can I actually leave it there, Becky? Can I leave Michael with you? Not just figure of speech. And I'm going to thank Grant for his connection with you. And Ken, can we go into a music break just for a moment? Can you put Soldier of Fortune on, please?
Thank you.
Bye.
I have often told you stories about the way I lived the life of a drifter, waiting for the day. When I take your hand and sing a song, maybe you would say, come lay with me and love me, and I want you to stay. But I feel I'm going.
MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship, and join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 07411168396, or email me direct, mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic, and I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
That was Deep Purple's Soldier of Fortune, which was off the Stormbringer album, David Coverdale on vocals. That's another one of my favourites. So, what's your music choice, Grant?
I think pretty much anything to do with the Rat Pack or Sinatra would be down my line. So, but anything that at the moment would sort of come and resonate with me is that I think it would be Hi Ho Silver Lining that's just come into my head. So I don't know why that would be.
Hey, interesting. That was the first chance, wasn't it? And that's the first time we've ever worked together, that last message. And that was not one of the easiest ones, was it?
No, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, sometimes what happens is the energy of another spirit may come through. Even though there's a connection that wants to be made, they will come across no matter what. Now, obviously, her grandmother was there and come over and just to dominate the energy to bring this forward as a connection. So she can validate the energy of also what was going on around her, where the relationship was coming in, and to warn her around something within the energy of that, and something to do with the house move that will be coming up, or a movement around the time of May. So, you know, at the end of the day, that's sometimes that happens, and it happens quite frequently within the energy of my readings, because, you know, spirit will, if they feel like they've been taken away quite dramatically or quite a shock feel, then they never had that chance to say goodbye. And it's their weak link to find that connection to get that across. Now, obviously, she's not a million miles away from Jacksonville. So there's this energy here of something where it needs to be connected. So that's why I say to people, write it down, go away and find out where it is.
That's right. Plus, I mean, I just noticed on the chat room that the interesting thing was, whilst you were mentioning Andrew and that child, there was a lady on there who was saying that she could take a lot of that information.
Yeah, and that's what it is. I mean, there was a good show. There was a show once with John Edward that I watched, and he was doing a gallery session on his show, Crossing Over. Where no one could take it in the gallery, and it happened to be one of the women that was a ground staff or studio staff that was having a cigarette out in the car park out the back, and all the information actually was for her, and no one actually in the gallery. So it shows you how strong spirit are to try and make that connection. Do you know what I mean?
That's right. I mean, it's like I always say to clients. The connection when you work with spirit is only as good and as strong as the communicator on the other side, and they're trying as hard as we are to actually get that message through. And maybe if they've not acquired those skills to communicate here to us, maybe they're not going to get that message across as strongly as they would like to do.
Well, this is it. You know, I think within the energy of connection with the person that you're reading for as well, if you cannot relate to that spirit that's coming across, even though they're dominant within the energy of, and I've always found this, within the energy of an accident victim or someone that passed very, very in a shocked way, that they're strong in energy, but if that person that you're reading for hasn't a connection, then all the validations may not come through as strong. And it takes that little while for it to come. And this is why I say in a mediumship reading, I normally ask people to have an hour with me than just 5 to 10 minutes, because obviously it starts to come stronger and stronger within the energy, and more energy steps forward within it to be able to build up that connection. And I think it's important to realize, guys, that we are magicians. We cannot, you know, we cannot make it work. We're just here as a telephone call.
That's right. I mean, I basically equate myself to the latest iPhone. We're just an iPhone, and we're just getting iMessages from spirit. I mean, it's a case of they're on a different dimension somewhere, and they put an iPhone to their ear, and I'm the one that's got the iPhone, and I'm passing the message on. And it's the easiest way of explaining to people what's going on.
Yeah, absolutely. Because at the end of the day, we get it as signs, symbols, and messages, and through all the clairs, the clairvoyance, the clairsentience, the clairaudience, the claircognizance. The thing is, with all them senses, they're all like a jigsaw puzzle to us, because it's not meant for us. The message isn't meant to be personal for us. It's meant for that person to go away and think about it, or take it away, or understand it. And I think this is something that a lot of people out there think that we are capable of doing. We're not. We're just messengers, and this is all we are. And the thing is, it's not about us. We only try our best within the energy of what we're given.
That's very true. I mean, take for example, I did a reading. It wasn't yesterday, it was the day before. And the lady was of Italian descent, and I got the four grandparents. Not one of them could speak not one of them spoke English on the earth plane. And I'm frantically thinking, why is everything symbolism? And why is the imagery, is it just memories and this? Yeah. I didn't twig until the very end of the message that the people on the other side couldn't speak English. Because I normally get accents. I normally get the clairaudience, and I normally get tones and accents. It was all imagery. And it's only when the lady said to me, she said, well, Tony, who was my grandfather, couldn't speak English. And his wife couldn't speak English. And it suddenly twigged, and I thought, they've not acquired universal consciousness yet. They don't know properly how to communicate, so they're giving me all the symbols. And it was such a difficult reading, because I had to interpret what did some chilies on a table mean, and what did them showing me the wheel of a tire of a car mean? And they weren't telling me, look, they got a bloody puncture on the car. They got a puncture on the car. They need to get it fixed. She loves chilies. They didn't tell me that. I had to interpret that.
Yeah, absolutely. And you do. You have to. And this is where people don't realise how hard we work. I remember when I was back in the day when I was only part time with this, and I was actually a gardener, and we had a young Polish boy start with us. He didn't speak much English, and he said to me, "You talk to dead people?" And I went, "Yeah." And I brought his father through. And I said, "Who's Yanis?" And he said, I said, "John." And he went, "That's my father." And I turned around and said to him, "This man was shot." And he said, "Yes, he was." But the connection and energy of the way things are shown are completely different, because they go on that universal energy of clairsentient instead of actually showing the clairaudient in our ear.
That's right. I mean, The contrast is that you'll get somebody who's an English speaker on the other side, and I can tell people the accent. I can tell people exactly how many times they might say the F word, or I might get an actual word or a sentence that they would say. And it is so blissfully easy, because all you're basically doing is you're being dictated. Tell them this. And you're just literally churning it out, or you go on autopilot, what I call my Gatling gun mode, and you don't know what you're saying, and it's whoosh, it churns out. They're the easy readings when you've got English speakers.
Well, absolutely. And again, it also depends on how strong that energy is that's coming forward and dominant within that energy to be able to get their messages across. And if you've got somebody that speaks with a foreign tongue and they're clairaudiently trying to talk to you, then you've got a bit of a problem and you're having to ask them to bring it over in a different way. So we're constantly working with the energy of spirit, and even though people don't realise we're sitting in front of them and we're giving them the reading, we're actually talking to spirit in our head still while that consultation's going on.
Which drives you crackers sometimes. I mean, I did a reading on Mike's show last night. Yesterday morning for me, and I'd got somebody's late husband and late boyfriend. She'd not divorced the husband, but he was an ex. And I had the banter and the argument going on. I had the husband in the left hand side of my head. I had the boyfriend on the right hand side of the head, and they were both competing in my head to get information across. Unless you're like in our shoes, like Grant's shoes or my shoes, and you have that phenomena going on in your head, people don't understand when you say that they're in your headspace. They think that you're schizophrenic or something, but it is so difficult to get your mind back at times, isn't it?
Well, it is, and this is pretty much where I had a difficult childhood, because my stepmother, before I actually released the energy of what I did properly to my family, I think my mum knew at an early age, but my mum and dad were split up at the age when I was six. So for me, it was hard, because my stepmother was a psychiatric nurse. So when I actually told her I did what I did, she thought I wanted basically locking up and frying the key away.
The white coats and the white van, and
absolutely, in a padded cell. So you can understand the difficulties I had growing up through a teenage.
Well, you can also imagine me when I was developing in Blackpool. It was mainly female mediums, and the couple of mediums that there were in Blackpool at the time who were male both happened to be gay. So I'm literally, and I'm quote unquote coming out as a medium. I instantly was thought of as being gay. So you can imagine the rib taking I used to get at work, I used to get with friends, and I used to get with family, because there was male mediums out there, but there was one in particular, Peter, who was a good friend of mine. They were so camp, it was unbelievable.
Well, this is true, and I had a lot of people that used to come up to me and say, "Oh, you're a medium, are you gay?" That was the first question I got asked. I went, "Well, no." And the reason being is that I think that that's the case, because we use that intuitive feminine side of our brain. I think that, because we're sensitive within that energy, we use that side of the brain that can bring that softness through. Because I think within the energy of even us heterosexual mediums that are out there working, we are very sensitive, and we do come across that way. You understand what I mean?
That's right. Of course, you'll have been developing at the same time as me, because it was about 30 years ago it was happening with me in Blackpool, the early 80s.
That's it. And the thing is, Matt, I mean, obviously, when we were first out there doing what we did, the big names weren't out there as much
Well, that's right. I mean, I'm trying to. That's right. I mean, you've heard of Paula, haven't you? You know of Paula Parodema.
I do. I've heard a lot about Paula. I never met her, but I heard a hell of a lot about her.
Yeah, she was my mentor, and she came across absolutely hard as nails. She was the most fearsome teacher at times that you would ever want, because she worked on ego, and she always brought you crashing down. She used to call everybody her earth sparrows, the fledglings. And
I have heard that about Paula. I mean, I've never met her, but like I say, I think, For me, I never sort of went anywhere and had a mentor. I was almost self-taught, and I think that within it, you know, I kept my own counsel within the energy of stuff. But it took me a long time. Don't get me wrong. I think that there was many times through my development where I would go out and just spurt stuff out, and I don't think I took control of that until I hit around about 19, 20.
I'm laughing because. That was my big problem with Paula, was because I was self-taught and I wanted to do it my own way, and I had my own ways of doing it, and Paula was a rigid system. And I used to go out to like Addison's nightclub in Blackpool and a few other places, and one too many Southern Comforts, and it all used to come spilling out and the stuff that I used to come out with. Oh God, I could have a whole show. I'm sure we could have a whole show just on the things that we've said and regret we've said over the years.
Yeah, I mean it's amazing. I mean they used to know me in my local pub as Grant the Psychic, and you know what I would do is go in, and then someone go, oh yeah, Grant gave me a reading the other night, and I'd have about 18 people behind me, and I go, well, yeah, I don't want anything then, just buy me a beer. By the end of the night, I had about 18 pints around me, and I couldn't drink them, you know, so I ended up giving them away. But, you know, it's funny how, you know, you go out there and you know, you just do it, and it, because you are natural, we are natural mediums, we are brought within the process of this, obviously, because of our early age and it coming forward. But I think anyone out there that, like I say, is developing this isn't a 5-minute thing where you can just go and be that medium and go out there and do stuff. You know, spirit rounds you off, and it's not just about the validation, because the validation will always come strong when you're developing, because it's their way of proving that you've got this gift. But it's about the way you read and the respect within the energy of the way that you come across within the reading is something that has to be accomplished, and that's a hard process.
That's right. I think we need to go to another caller, don't we? There's going to be people waiting for readings. I think I'll go next. Are you ready? If we bring another caller in. Can we have area code 760, please, Ken? Area code 760, are you there? Is that area code 760?
Hello?
Is that area code 760? Just about. Are you area code 760?
I'm not sure. It's my... I can't think of it. You know, the area...
Ken, we can't actually hear this caller very well. So can we go on to the next one, because that caller wasn't very good. Yeah, if you want to call back in, because that wasn't a good. I couldn't hear you properly. It was all breaking up, and I'm sure the listeners would struggle to hear that as well. Ken, what's the next caller, please? Hello, next caller.
Hello.
What's your name, please?
Hi, my name is Wanda. I'm calling from Georgia.
Hiya, Wanda. Have I spoken to you before in the past? And you've got a familiar voice.
Yes, a long time ago, a couple months ago, probably.
How are you today, Wanda? How's your day?
Good, thank you. So far, so good.
How
really
can
nice
I help?
Weather out here.
Yeah, well,
I wanted to see if I can get a general reading. See what you see coming up for me this new year.
No problem at all. Okay. The first thing I actually get, and it's very, very strong, this Wanda, is to avoid any confrontations in the early part of the year. I believe I've got a grandfather here. I feel he's a little bit of a cheeky guy. He's trying to actually say to you to avoid any confrontations this year. Where are you prone to getting into arguments, Wanda, because you've been told to avoid confrontations? So who are you going to be arguing with?
Probably my boyfriend.
Have you not resolved that yet? That's the other question that's been asked. Have you not sorted that out yet? Have you not showed him which side of his bread is buttered? Is it the expression here is? Have you not sorted it out at all yet?
The outfits.
No, have you not sorted your relationship situation out is what I want to actually ask to you here. It seems to have been going on for a while, doesn't it?
Yes.
Are you any nearer to resolving it? Because this is what I have to ask. It's something that I'm very surprised wouldn't have been sorted by now.
No, it hasn't. It's still the same.
And is it correct what he's saying that your job's still a little bit in the air, up in the air as well? You're still looking. Oh, they seem to be pointing in a direction that involves going over a bit of a major bridge. Do you have to travel over a major bridge or over a major river at all? Because they're showing me like you've got to travel over a bridge, or are they literally taking me to a city where there is a major bridge, because they are definitely moving you?
Well, I'm taking a trip over water at the end of the month.
But where's the major bridge? Because they're showing me one of these. It's a very, very, very wide river. It's not, for example, San Francisco. I'm not looking at Golden Gate Bridge. I'm not looking at that. But I am looking, because the reason why I'm saying that is the state I'm looking at, there's snow on the ground. So is there any way you're going, like, north, NYC, Chicago, anywhere in that direction at all? Is there any reason why they're pointing you in that direction with work?
No, I'm going the opposite way.
Right. So you're going the opposite way. Well, why are they showing me the other way where there's snow?
I don't know.
Are you sure you're going in the right direction?
Yes. I'm going to be going to Mexico.
What, permanently?
No. I'm going to on vacation.
They're getting their wires crossed here, right? They're talking about career path, career direction, changing career direction, and they're pointing you north, maybe even as far as NYC. They're not talking about their holiday. And the lady that is now butting in is a grandmother, and she's showing me her bag, her personal bag, her purse and everything. And she's literally saying to you, Wanda, hey, Wanda, can you really afford that, girl? Can you really afford that trip? Where have you found the money from? And she's surprised, because it's almost a case of she reckons that you're so careful you're spending at times.
Yeah, well, I've been saving for this for a while.
But the words are, can you afford it, girl? Can you really afford it? Can you really afford? Can you splash out? Can you have a good time? She's only saying it because she's concerned for you. I've got her mannerisms, and she's only because she's concerned for you.
Right.
What is the concern? Why is she concerned? Because you're a big girl. I know you can stand on your own two feet, but I've got a grandmother here who is definitely coming across as concerned.
Right. No, I don't know.
Right, what she's actually saying to me is right, you've saved up and you've got this holiday and you're going on this holiday, right? Where and what do you plan to do and go for the rest of the year? What is your plan for the rest of the year? Do you know where you stand with things?
Right, well, I don't know what's going to happen at, you know, the rest of the year. I mean, I may have a job or maybe not.
Right, well, they are clearly talking about a communication or a contact that is work related, they're clearly talking about you may be getting an old position back, or you may be getting an old interest in an old work situation back, but it's towards the end of the year. The reason why she's giving me this concern is it seems to be that between, say, about February and, say, about October, November, in that period there, she's like literally saying, what are you going to do for money? What are you going to do for things in between? It's a worst-case scenario, but what happens if you've got to wait until October for the next paycheck to come in? It's just, she's just concerned. She's not predicting it. She's just concerned.
Right. Okay. Okay.
Not a big concern, because she knows you can stand on your own two feet, but you're being waylaid, apparently, by... Would you understand her saying that you are being waylaid by boyfriend's problems and boyfriend's things?
Yes.
So the focus is going away from your own situation, and it's a case of she's trying to pull your focus back on your own things, and if you've got to push him aside, you've got to push him aside.
Okay.
Now, why? This is one of these little bits of symbolic information that from time to time I'm going, what are you showing me? Have you gone off meat? Is this why they're showing me and they're tempting me with lamb and with red meat? Are you going off red meat by any chance?
No, uh-uh. I hardly eat red meat.
Can you explain to me why? I feel I definitely have a grandmother here. And what she's doing is she's walking up to me with joints of meat. Like, I don't understand what the joints of meat refer to, unless there's a farm connection or unless there's a home kill connection. Do you understand what this meat link is? It's one of the strangest... What are they going on about? Okay, meat. I know what they're saying. Your boyfriend, he is not taken to the gym, or he's not taken to any bodybuilding, has he?
No, but he needs to.
Right, because obviously... Obviously, the dietary, if you take red meat on board, you take protein, you take these things on board, these are the things you've got to eat when you are weight training. So obviously, what she is obviously trying to show me symbolically is that the boyfriend really needs to get a grip of himself, get a grip of his diet, but it's got to be something that only he can do himself. You can't force the guy to do it.
Okay.
Now, going back to work situation, can you understand what's being referred to is towards the end of the year? What are you going to be doing for work in the middle of the year if it's towards the end of the year that they're mentioning this strong work connection?
I don't know. I don't know if by the middle or the end of the year I'll have a job or I'll be laid off. I really don't know.
Right. I'm going to make a very strong prediction here based on what these guys have said, based on my experience that they know what they're talking about. They're giving me a symbol in infinity, which referring to your work situation. They're referring to a long-term work opportunity, a long-term work contract, that is most certainly around you at the end of the year, but the words are fate, life, they are trying to bring it to you sooner. And all they're trying to say is that between now and then, just be careful with the finance, just be careful with the budget, just in case it takes a little bit longer than is intended, but you will get by.
Okay.
Can I pass you to Grant Wanda? And I'll thank you for... Grant, are you there?
I'm there. Hello. Hi, Wanda.
Hi, Grant. How are you?
I'm good. Can you hear me, darling?
I sure can.
Okay, right. I've got the energy here of a very, very broad set man sitting back in a chair. Do you understand that I've either got a feeling of a father or a grandfather here? Do you understand this?
Yes.
Right. He comes over, and do you know what I can hear in my ear? Like a mouth organ. Or I feel like there's a musical feeling here around the energy of jazz and blues. Do you understand this?
Okay.
Right? He's laughing, going, yeah. You go, girl. You go. You go and do what you got to do because you held back for so many years. You understand this?
Okay. Yeah, that sounds like
he's laughing in my ears, going, he's got a real funny laugh. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. He's saying here that there's a feeling here like he wants you to get out there and show them. Get out there and prove to them, girl, that you can do it. Do you understand this?
Okay.
And he's talking, and he's almost like, I feel like I'm filling up here. And I've got this feeling here that I've got a little dog beside me. Do you understand this? Little dog beside him in spirit.
I don't know who that would be, but okay.
Okay, this feels like he's making me talk like this. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And I know that as I look at him, can you understand where there's an energy here where I feel like there would have been heart problems, chest problems, but I know that he's giving me a feeling down the side of my head. Is it your father in spirit?
Yes, he's in spirit.
Okay, can you understand where I've got the feeling like I'm being stroked down the side of my head? That normally shows me either somebody here that would have had a stroke. Do you understand this?
Yes, That
okay.
would be him.
Okay, that's fine. And he says to me, because he's quite a broad set man, and it feels to me like I've got like a... It's either a pair of overalls on and a checked shirt here rolled up. Do you understand this?
Yes.
And I know that with him, as he talks to me here, he's going, he's laughing, he's a jolly soul. Do you understand this?
Yes.
He's got this, he keeps laughing at me, he keeps saying, you go and do it, you've got to go and see the world, or you've got to get out there, because you've been held back for so long. And I feel this is around the energy of relationship, where something held you back, and you've been held back in that period of time for a long time. Do you understand this?
Yes.
And he's saying to me, go out there and get it, go out there and find that destiny of new love, because I feel that new love is where you should be at. Do you understand that?
Okay.
Now, who is Jock, Joe, John? Who is the J-O name? It's who,
my
darling?
My name was Jack.
Okay, who's the Joe or Joe, Jock, J-O-C-K? Who's Jock, Joe?
His name was Jack, J-A-C-K.
Ah, right, okay, because it sounded like I got Jock. But he's going, hi, I'm Jock, Jock. I thought you said he's Jock, not Jack.
Jack. Yeah.
Okay, right. And he's saying to me in my ear here, he smoked. He's smoking here. Do you understand this?
Yes, he smoked.
Yeah, and this didn't do him any favours in life. This is what caused the suffering on the earth plane with his passing. Do you understand this?
Yes.
And he was a little bit overweight as well, because he feels like he's sat back in the chair and didn't move about much towards the end of his life.
That's correct, yes.
Yeah, and as I come forward here, I want, is Mum this side of life? Because you're sending love over to Mum.
Okay.
Okay, sending love over to Mum. Now, there's a March connection to him as well. Either a birthday or an anniversary of a passing. You understand this?
Yes,
Okay, and he's coming forward here and he's saying to me, you go get it, girl. You, who had the tooth missing? Was that your dad?
My dad, yes.
Yeah, because he's smiling at me and there's a big gap there. You understand that?
Yes.
And as he's coming, he's got, I tell you what, he's got a musical instrument. Like, he feels like he loved music. He might have been there and he just loved the blues and rhythm. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay, and I'm getting, do you know what I'm getting in my ear here? I'm getting Nat King Cole. Nat King Cole, and he's showing me Nat King Cole now. You understand that?
Yes.
And I'm going to sing you a song that you might know. And now the autumn dust of twilight time comes behind the shadows of my heart. Stardust by Nat King Cole. You understand that song?
Yes, I've heard that song, yeah. He used to play that.
Okay. and he loves Nat King Cole. And he says to me here, darling, when you go to Mexico, it won't be the only place you go to. You're going to two different energies of Mexico. You understand this?
Okay.
So you won't be going to one place. There's two areas that you're stopping at. You understand that?
Okay. Yeah.
And I feel that within the bridge that Matt was talking about, and I'm getting this, there's a feeling here where there's a crossing over the bridge line, but there's a bolder energy where I feel that we need to sort out some paperwork. Do you understand this?
Okay, yes.
So there's a bolder line where there's paperwork and you're worried about it. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Right, so you need to get the paperwork sorted out. And he's saying to me here, it must be done, and it hasn't been done yet. Do you understand this?
Okay, yes.
And he says to me here, but you'll go, girl, you'll go, and you enjoy it because you need that break. You need that time away. Have you got a daughter?
I have a son.
Okay, has he got a granddaughter at all, a younger girl?
No.
Okay, no. Maybe he's showing you as a child. But I'm looking at a girl here with, like, her hair done up in sort of plaits. Do you understand this?
Kind of, yes.
Yeah? And I feel that what I'm looking at, you know, like, now I'm only going by the film, but you know, like, have you ever watched, with Tom Hanks, Life is Like a Box of Chocolates?
Yes, uh-huh.
You know that house where his mum was, okay, in that film? Do you understand that setting where I'm looking at?
Yes.
And I feel like I've got these weeping willow trees that like blossom falling off them. Do you understand this?
Yes.
And I feel that I've got this long driveway out, farm set all over. And in the energy of what I'm looking at in the distance, you can see one of them weather vanes going round and round.
Okay.
Yeah, you can see that. If you look out of the front window of your old home where your family home was, and you look out over to the right-hand side, you can see that from the porch, yes?
Yes, that's true. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he's showing me this. And there's a dog there, but it's a little terrier thing, white and black, and it's running around all over the place. Did you understand the memory of this?
Yes, I do.
Okay, because he's letting me know that that dog's with him in spirit, because he's showing me that he's there with him, sitting beside him.
Okay.
He sends his love and he says, this year is going to be a really, really dramatic energy of a year for you. And look out for new relationship around the energy of November.
Okay, November, okay.
Right, and also awesome. This is an unusual name, so bear with me. It's either the name Quinton. There's either the name Quinton, or I'm getting the name of Quinn, Quinton. But I feel that that would be important to the energy of the relationship.
Okay.
I'm not
sure who that is, but I'll keep in mind.
I'll leave his love with you. I'll leave his love with you. And he says to me here, hey, don't worry about either the energy of where you feel about yourself in yourself, how you feel about when you look in the mirror, but there's something that you feel down about.
Okay.
Okay, and it would be to do with the top of your leg, or there's something around the top of the leg.
Okay.
If that makes sense to you. I don't know what he's trying to say, but I'll leave this love with you, darling. God bless.
Thank you so much, Grant.
Bless your heart.
Thanks,
God bless you.
Thanks, Wanda. Thank you, Grant.
Happy New Year. Thank you.
Thanks, Wanda. That was phenomenal, Grant. That was you really on fire, wasn't it?
Yeah. Do you know what, Matt? He wanted to take me over into trance as you was talking.
Yeah, cool. Because I felt a little bit that I'd done readings for Wanda before, and I really felt that there was definitely somebody wanted to work with Wanda, because my connection wasn't particularly strong. I have to be completely honest to all the callers. I actually struggled with that connection because I was remembering things from the last time I spoke to Wanda, and that sometimes gets in your way when you're thinking, hang on a minute, Am I just saying this because I know the person? So that's why I think the energy really jumped to you, and I didn't know you could sing.
Well, don't get me on that one. Oh, we'll have Mike jumping in a minute.
I know, it's going to be the Mike, the Nick, and the Grant singing competition, isn't it?
Well, that's it. But the thing was, is that, first of all, this man showed a King Cole song. Then he showed the face of Nat King Cole, and then I got the song of Stardust in my head, and it went. And I could get it because I know I can sing that song, and I thought, wow, this is a chance for me to go along with this. But I know it's like, and now the twilight time of whatever.
Somebody's putting on the forums here. It's Sing Along with Grant.
But no, good connection, and he was very strong. He did want to take me over. He made me fill up with him the energy, so I know he was a large man.
Yeah, because I know she was in really in need of a really strong message from someone, and I know you know whether you're going to get a strong connection or not with a client, don't you? You just know, just as you're talking, you get that voice link, how the connection's going to go.
Well, absolutely. This is it, Matt. And like you said earlier on, you know, an energy will come to one energy. Now, obviously, the preparation within the reading between you and myself happens where you might get a link on something else and I get a link on a different energy. And that's the way that it goes, you know, and it can be that way.
That's right. Just to let everybody know, it's probably about getting in the region of about 30 degrees here in Canberra. It's only 9:40 in the morning, and I'm sweating a little bit like a pig here.
Do you want to swap places?
just have a bit of a respite from this. I don't normally feel the heat, Grant. I've lived and worked in the Middle East. I don't normally feel it, but because I'm stuck in this one little spot, and obviously I'm sitting in a room. I've had to keep all the windows shut because we've got a neighbour with some budgies in front of us, and if I open the door, they're deafening, so that's stopping the air coming in. So I'm just trying to just let people know a little bit just how hot it's getting here.
Yeah, I mean, that's warm. I can't even imagine. I'm terrible when it gets up into the high 70s. That's in your evening's time out there, the high 70s. So what it must be
I reckon we're probably 30 degrees now, which is approximately 80 degrees Fahrenheit.
Wow, now that's something I couldn't abide with. So I'm quite happy here in London.
Yeah.
But you're obviously used to it now, Matt.
Yeah, I mean, I'm used to it. I was just taking the message from the dear wife. She just walked in and she was just put a note down on a piece of paper, and I was just predisposed of it. Yeah, I'm well used to it. I mean, we were 42 degrees, not yesterday, the day before, which is 100 degrees Fahrenheit.
Wow,
it's very, very, very humid. I mean, it is. It's probably the warmest that I've ever felt it in Canberra. I mean, this is quite unusual weather. This, so you can imagine that we've got all bush around us, and it's all tinder dry. So we've got this huge fire risk warning at the minute.
There's a big question I want to ask you because I've never been out to Australia, Matt. It's somewhere I've always wanted to go. How do you deal? Because I know I've watched a lot of programs where people have moved out there. How do you deal with the flies? There's plenty of flies, isn't there?
Really, it's not much different to the UK. I mean, I do believe that a certain person might have told our mutual friend was over here, and he had problems with the flies. They are a little bit annoying. I mean, you get used to them. You get used to them. They're annoying little sods anywhere in the world. I had more problems with them, actually, when I was in Perth. I did an XO in Perth. I do one every October. And the first time that we were there, we were walking down the river there, and they're annoying because they just fly around you. And as much as you swap, that you get on with it. It's just one of the things of being in Australia.
Well, our mutual friend, I know he would have suffered because that man just gets bitten alive by anything.
Oh, you should have seen the sores he had on his legs.
Well, this is something I noticed when he comes on my retreat and out in Ibiza. The man looked like Elephant Man by the end of the week, bless him, and he was smothered in tiger balm.
But it's the wrong thing for cuts. It's the wrong thing.
I know, but I just left him to his resources, bless him.
Oh, bless him. Yeah, bless him. Right, Graham.
Yes.
What I'm going to do, I'm going to put another song on, and I think we've got time for another caller. If I don't get a chance by the end of the show, I'm going to actually, can I thank you now for actually being my mystery guest today? And it has been absolutely phenomenal talking to you. And I'm sure we will be doing it again.
Oh, absolutely. Listen, Matt, it's an absolute pleasure to work with you tonight. And like I say, I must get more closer within the energy of you guys. You and Chris are absolutely fantastic.
You do realise that we're planning to come out in September, don't you? And you do realise Mike's hoping to put us on the road show in September or October.
Well, Mike kept that as a surprise for me, so I'm looking forward to that, and I'm hoping to stand up on platform with you, sir.
I'm looking forward to it. I mean, it's been a long time since I've been back in the UK. I mean, it was 2006 last time I was in the UK. It was for 5 days because I was working in Qatar. But I've not actually done any readings in the UK since about 97, 98, 99. We emigrated in 2002. I was doing readings in February 2002. So, yeah, it's really 11 years ago. It's a long time.
Well, let me tell you, mate, it hasn't changed much.
I can believe it. And I bet clients are just the same as they are over here.
Oh,
you get the good ones, you get the bad ones, you get the ones that fold their arms and they go, tell me, prove it. You get the other ones that straight afterwards you get absolutely incredible proof for. I bet it's no different.
Well, this is it, mate. This is it. And I've just looked in the chat room and your lovely partner, as you said, we'll have to have a chat on Skype sometime. Absolutely. I'm up for that. But once you get me on as a chat, you never get me off because I'm a talkaholic.
I've sussed that. Well, you get on very well with Chris because Chris is the same.
And yeah, I chat for Britain.
Yeah, just before we break into the next music track, I just want to give a shout-out to another one of the hosts that I know is in the background. She's on mute. I just want to say hello to Medium Sarah. Sarah, how are you? Are you there? Just say a quick hello to everybody.
Quick hello. Fantastic show. Hello, everybody. Hi, Grant. Hi.
Hi, darling.
Matt.
No worries. Right. Music, Ken, please. Music Maestro, please. Motorize.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship, and join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 07411-168-396, or email me direct, mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic, and I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
That was another Jethro Tull track, and that's just another significant one that I used to always have playing on the old tape recorder in the car when I used to go to the psychic centre and go to my development classes. So this is why I chose that particular track this evening. Ken, can we have area code 818, please? And Grant, do you want to go first? Hello, 818, are you there?
I am here. Wow.
Hi. What's your first name, please?
Diane.
Okay, Diane. I will just hand you over to Grant, and then I will make a connection for you after Grant has finished with you. Are you there, Grant?
Yeah, I'm here now. Sorry, mate. I have my mic on mute.
No worries.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, Anne. Hello, darling.
It's so nice to talk to such seasoned, very knowledgeable spiritual people. And may I ask a psychic question, or you want me connecting to the other side, which is fine.
That's absolutely fine, because I did mention earlier in the show that my intention was that to get people to actually call in with psychic questions. So welcome to the show, and let this be the first psychic question for Conversations with Spirit. Fire away.
Thank you. Brett, well, my question is with my sister. We have, we live close by. We really love each other, but right now we're really at wit's ends, and it's very frustrating. And, whatever you want to share, I'd love to hear.
Right, let's not say too much, and I'll tell you what I'm picking up, my darling, okay? Now, the energy around you and your sister and where this frustrating feel actually feels, I actually get a good link with you and your sister, even though where you're going through the situation at the moment is something outside of you, the energy of you and her. Do you understand what I mean by this?
Interesting. Okay, yes. I do.
Right, because it actually makes me feel that we've got, a same mutual feeling around the energy of why is this happening? Why is this happening within the energy of you to her and her to you? That I feel that what I've got here is a situation that is out of your hands and your sister's hands, but it's been brought into the intention of you two. Do you understand this? Does that make sense to you, darling?
I'm a little confused on what you mean.
Saying to you is that I really love the energy of you and your sister, and I've got a close connection, but I feel actually the situation outside of this has brought you to sort of loggerheads within the situation that is actually out of your hands, but I feel it's been brought into the intention of you two, so you've got to deal with it. Do you understand what I mean by this?
Yeah. Thank you, Brett. I get it, Grant.
Okay, so I've got family issues going on outside, and I actually feel that why I get around it, I don't know why there's a male in this situation, or the energy of a male where I want to place somewhere within it. Do you understand this?
Yes, 100% you're right.
Right, because I feel that this is the situation where it's caused this loggerheads between you and your sister, and it actually feels like I've got a family member there or something within that energy. Does that make sense to
you? Correct. Yes,
right.
It does. Well,
now, what I am picking up and what my, because I'm working with my guide now, because when I work on these levels, I work with my energy, but my guide is actually saying to you here, if we look over the energy of the past 6 months, it's either become worse or 6 months ago is when this situation got out of hand. Do you understand what I mean?
Yes, correct.
Right. And I actually feel that with it, because you're both feeling the energy completely different around the soul of this person, it's actually caused a rift between you and your sister. So this is either like a brother or someone to the side. Do you understand what I mean by this?
Yes.
Right. And what I'm feeling with this is that, and do you know what? I've got, you know, I'm not going too deep into the mediumship side, but I have got a lovely lady in spirit here that says that you two shouldn't be fighting over this and he needs to sort his own problems out. Do you understand that?
I know. But will my sister change? I mean, she's got to change. I've come around and I've asked her, you know, what's up? What do you want?
Yeah.
You know, what's going on? When are we going to make peace here? And she's just ignoring me. So.
Yeah. But the thing is, she knows the truth around the energy of this brother. And she actually, because she's quite always been like, she's always been the one that's been too good on people. Do you understand what I mean? Or she's been too nice. But too nice isn't sorting
completely
the problem. Being nice isn't sorting the problem. Do you understand what I mean?
No, it doesn't solve it at all. Correct. Yeah.
No.
Can I just cut in here because we've got about 3 minutes left. All I wanted to say, so I can just get my connection in, was that you'll be able to reevaluate your relationship with your sister. You certainly will be able to do it this year by the middle part of the year. There will be a reevaluation. That's how I was given it. Sorry, Grant. I wanted to get my little bit in.
No, that's absolutely fine, Matt, not a problem. Because that's what I'm getting here, is that something will come up here where I feel your sister will be let down within the energy of your brother, okay, which will make her wake up and smell the coffee. Do you understand what I mean?
Okay, I do.
But I feel that, listen, she's not the type of person that's going to come straight back in and say, and put her hand up and go, I was wrong, you was right. Does that make sense?
Oh, never. She'll never admit she's wrong, ever.
Absolutely. So you may never get that same energy from her that you used to have, but I do feel that she'll come forward and be a little bit more tactile within the energy of not absolutely saying I was wrong, but you will get a better energy from her. And I've got the feeling this may happen around about the April time into May, okay?
Okay. I love you guys. I thank you.
Thanks, Anne. We've got about 1 minute 35 seconds left, 90 seconds of the show left, so we're gonna have to leave it there for you, Anne, but you can actually listen to your reading in the archives, and that does actually apply to anybody who's had a reading this evening. You can actually, there will be an archive recording of tonight's show available, so I would imagine sometime within the next 24 hours, and I'm going to thank everybody for listening tonight. I'm going to thank my wonderful guest, Grant Collier, and I look very much forward to working with you again, Grant. And we will go out with one of my favourite songs. It's actually an instrumental by Paul Kossoff. It's called Time Away. And I will look forward to speaking to everybody again this time next week. So, Music Maestro, please, Ken.